Blog Talk Radio.
Father God, we do thank you for this evening. We thank you, Lord. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we love you. Hallelujah. We honor your name, Lord. We praise your name, O God. We thank you, Lord, for another semester of the Institute of Biblical Learning. We thank you, Lord, for those who have gathered today to learn more of you, O God, to seek your face. Father God, your word says, if my people who are called by my name would but humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. And the land is everything about you, your family, your home, your community. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for you keep your word. Numbers 23:19. Your word says that you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall...
Major,
I can hear him, yes.
Bless your name today, Lord. We glorify your name. We thank you, Lord, for every family represented, oh God. Not just the person that's on the phone now, Lord, but every family represented. And we speak signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings over the entire family in Jesus' name. We decree and declare healing, wholeness,
hallelujah,
and health, and prosperity in Jesus' name. And we thank you, and we glorify your name in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
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 At this time, Pastor Peaches, if you do the roll call.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Internet Harris.
Present.
Can I call your name? Say something, okay, y'all?
Okay.
Internet Harris.
Yeah.
Present.
Annette James.
Something.
Adrian Scott.
Praise the Lord, I got through.
All right. Kevin Stevenson.
I'm here. I'm in the house.
Cynthia Thompson.
Here.
All right.
Well, bless God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Bless God the Lord. And
hallelujah.
I just want to welcome all of you new ones and all the returning students to the Institute of Biblical Learning. And you wonder, say, why do you call it the Institute of Biblical Learning? You could have very well said the Institute of Biblical Studies. But see, we just don't want to study. We want to learn. Is that right?
Amen.
We're being professional.
Amen.
In our conversation. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. So, first of all, you're going to have three classes. Number one is going towards spiritual maturity. You're going to have 9 weeks of that. Okay.
Well, that's right.
All right. Then you're going to have growing towards spiritual maturity. No, excuse me. Then you're going to have know your Bible. Excuse me. Know your Bible. And you're going to have 5 weeks of that.
Okay.
They're going to coincide. Hallelujah. Then you're going
to
have
vocabulary
development. You're going
to
have 4 weeks of that.
Oh.
Each course,
man,
each class is going to be 40 minutes long.
Oh.
And tonight, you're going to have 2 classes. You're going to have, hallelujah, you're going to have going towards spiritual maturity, which we'll have every week, and then this first class, the second class, is know your Bible, and that's going to start at 7:50. So each class is 40 minutes
Farming.
Long. You have a 10-minute break so you can get the materials you need for the class together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to go over the syllabus for this first class because you need to know what is expected of you and what we're all about. So if you would get syllabus number one that talks about growing towards spiritual maturity, get that in your hand. When you get it in your hand,
amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Four? Okay. Amen. It's important for us to understand what we're all about, what this class is all about. Now, I'm going to do the first page, and then I'm going to get someone else to read the second page, and then someone else to read the third page, and then the fourth page, then the fifth page, and then I'll do another page. Okay, let's see if I can do this right. If this is, let me know if this is going too fast because I got to get my computer to talk to me.
Course: growing towards spiritual maturity. 201. Duration: 9:40 classes. Start date: October 4th, 2022. Instructor: Dr. E.T. Burn through the Holy Spirit. Date: Tuesday. Time: 7 p.m. until 7:40 p.m. Place: virtual. Address: 1-605-475-4800. Access code: 759849. Number: text: the Holy Bible Left Parent KJV Amplified. Message: Bible Right Parent. Growing towards spiritual maturity. Collateral works: strong concordance. The awakening of a superhero. Office hours: Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Number: 410-444-5152. Star: the syllabus is subject to change at any time. Page 2. Blank.
Okay. Now, you heard something that talks about the awakening of a superhero. That's a collateral work. That's not required. Now, you're going to have to purchase that from the church's bookstore, which is located outside of the sanctuary, if you desire. That's not mandatory. The mandatory books, you got them. If you don't have any of the books that I mentioned, if you don't have the book, let me know. You should have a Strong's Concordance, a book called Growing Towards Spiritual Maturity. Do you have those?
Yes.
Amen, yes.
Okay. And when we talk about the Bible, if we ask you to read the Bible, we're not asking you to read from a different version other than the King James Version. If I want you to read from a different version, like the Message Bible or the Amplified Bible, I will mention that. I will say, anybody have the Amplified Bible? Can you read such and such from the Amplified? Can you read something from the Message Bible? But if I just say read something from the Bible, we're talking about the King James Version Bible. Why do I have the King James Version as preeminent? Because every page of the King James Version Bible was written in blood. People died to have a Bible written in English.
Excuse me. I have the New King James. Can I use that?
If I say use the New King James, then you can use it. But if I just say read the Bible, I'm talking about the original King James Version. Good question, though. Because the King James Version Bible came through us through blood of hundreds.
There's one here in the house, AJ.
Literally thousands of people died that we may have an English Bible. And the King James Version, 80% of the Bibles that are printed in the world are King James Version Bible. Six people that I've read about were burnt at the stake because they were teaching their children the Lord's Prayer in English. People have died just to have what you got. Nobody died that I know of to get the Message Bible printed, the Amplified printed. The New King James, nobody died for that. The New Standard Version, the NIV, but hundreds and thousands of people died that you may have the King James Version Bible in your hands. It's the only one that that doesn't need a copyright. It's the King James Authorized Version. All the others, they have a copyright on them. The NIV, the Amplified, the New Amplified, the New Standard, the American Standard, the Living Bible. All of them needed a copyright. That's why they had to change stuff in them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
Page 2. Can someone read page 2?
Me? Angie. It's Angie.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, page 2. Institute of Biblical Learning. Spiritual basis of Bible study. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman needeth not to be ashamed, rightly divining the word of truth. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable of decreeing for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3, chapter 3, verse 16. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21.
Stop.
Remember,
right here. What this is saying, a lot of people say, well, the Bible is not really, you know, men wrote the Bible. No, men were the instrument by which God used to write the Bible. Men, holy men of old, prophets of old, were the ink pen or quill or pencil that God used to write the Bible. It came down in the form that it did because God moved on those people. Not that, well, they figured it out themselves, and God used them as an instrument to put his will on paper. Those three scriptures that are used, those are the reasons for this institute. And that's the reason for you to study, to show yourself approved unto God, the workman not to be ashamed. If you would look in the second scripture that talks about, in fact, someone get to the Bible and go to 2 Timothy 3:17. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Why? Somebody said amen. Go ahead.
Angie, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works.
That's why you need to read your Bible. So you can have all the equipment you need to flow. Okay.
Excuse me, what scripture is that again?
Okay, that's 2 Timothy chapter 3, and 16 and 17 go together. I just didn't have 17.
Okay, thank you.
16 and 17.
Thank you.
Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. And
thank you.
You need to keep your syllabus with you because you're going to see some stuff again on quizzes or homework or even on exams. So you must need know this. And when we give the what we call the address where it's found, you have to kind of put that in your mind, because if you're going someplace and you got to meet somebody, you need to know the address. Is that right?
Yes.
As a student of this institute, it's not enough for you to quote the word of God. You got to know where it's found, the address. Because so many people have said stuff that they said was in the Bible, ain't in the Bible. But we have to take it further. Hallelujah. Continue to read, Sister Angie.
Okay. Remember, life is an open book test.
Stop there.
The five levels of knowledge.
Hold it. Stop right there, Sister Angie.
Okay.
Life is an open book test. If you're breathing, life's going to happen to you. The good, the bad, and the ugly goes around in circles, comes again. When you were in school and you went into the classroom, I don't know, college or high school or even junior high or middle school, whatever you call it, and y'all settled down and the teacher said, I've got some good news for you. We're going to have a test today. And everybody's head went down. Oh, Jesus. Why didn't he tell us that yesterday? But then what he said made everybody's head rise. He said, this is an open book test. And everybody in the class was happy except two guys in the back room, back row. That was Beavis and Butthead. Butthead left his book in the locker, and Beavis left his book at home. So they're not happy. Anyway, we ain't going to worry about them anyway. But the bottom line is that life is an open book test. Everything that could happen to you in life, there's an example in the Word of God. You say, well, how can I find it? That's why technology is here. You can ask your smartphone, where in the Bible does it say about loaning money to somebody? Mm-hmm. Or where in the Bible does it say about being a co-signer?
Yeah.
And what happens with your phone? Three or four options will come up. And they mm-hmm. will be tied into a website where you can actually go and expound upon it. But it gives you some information right there. It gives you a scripture right there that you can go to. And then you just push come to show. You just go to your Strong's Concordance and look for a keyword and what you're trying to look for, and look for it in the front part of that book. We're going to teach y'all how to work the Strong's Concordance because it's awesome. Okay, go ahead and read some more.
Okay, the five levels of knowledge. Number one, learn knowledge. Number two, reveal knowledge. Number three, activity knowledge. Number four, modeling knowledge. Number five, modeling knowledge. And number five, teaching knowledge.
Okay, what this means, y'all, learned knowledge is reading the book. That's not enough. Because a lot of folk read the Bible. You can go to a prison. And a bunch of folk there can quote every scripture in the Bible, can tell you where it's found, all that kind of stuff. That's not enough. Then you go to the second level of knowledge. It's called revealed knowledge. That means you get revelation for what you read. Then the third one is activity knowledge. You're doing the thing, applying the thing, putting the thing into action. And then God always wants us to, wants to help. So he will put across our path somebody who we can be mentored by. In other words, that can be the model by which we say, oh, they're doing the thing that I'm trying to do. I need to follow them as they follow Christ. That's modeling knowledge. Then the last level of knowledge is called teaching knowledge. See, you were modeled or mentored by somebody. That's good. But now you got to be the mentor and man got to be the teacher. So you, there's teaching knowledge. So if mm-hmm. if I told you, Brother Adrian, if I told you that tomorrow or next Tuesday you're going to teach the class, you're going to take different notes, wouldn't you?
Yeah, very good notes.
Yeah, you're going to take real good notes because you got to teach the class. No, but I'm not going to do that to you. But you take different notes when you're going to be the teacher, when you're going
right.
to be the model by which others follow. You're going to do things slightly a little different. You're going to make sure you cross the T's and dot the I's.
Exactly.
So, again, the five levels, you got it right down there in your syllabus, the five levels of knowledge. Is that the completion mm-hmm. of that page?
Yes.
You got some more on the page?
Yes. Yes.
Scripture, basis of Bible study. Blank, quote study the show that
okay, wait a minute.
Of curriculum, oh, go blank, blank, the five level, blank, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, blank, blank, page 3, Institute of Biblical
okay.
John Dialogue, you are currently
okay.
in this game, review the document, all that 4, documents, item, view, multi, all that 4, program compatible.
Okay, now I need someone to read a page 3, not the same person, someone else.
I'll read it.
Go ahead. Hold on just a second. I'm trying to close out this computer. It's causing me problems. It's talking when I don't want it to talk. Okay, there you go. All right. Go ahead. Read page 3.
Okay. Institute of Biblical Learning. Certificate of Christian Education. Rules for Tuition. Attendance and punctuality. 1, must be present at all classes. And the asterisk is that students may request a free link to the recording of the class missed in order to receive the content of missed information, which will allow them to still receive the certificate upon successful completion of the course. Number 2, tuition must be paid in advance of commencement of class. Number 3, student is considered late if he or she misses roll call. And number 4, only 2 excused statements and absences allowed per course. Failure to keep these regulations, the student will not receive a certificate. However, he or she may finish the course. No refunds of the tuitions are allowed.
Okay, is that the last of that page?
That's it. Mm-hmm.
All right,
no.
Any questions so far, anything? Okay, someone else read page 4, please.
I have it.
Okay, who's this? Oh, I forgot to mention mm-hmm. it. Before, when you get ready to talk, please say who you are so we can know. And that's how we get to know each other. But so I can recognize you because there's a 7-second delay in when I talk and when you actually hear. And when you talk and I actually hear. So to keep confusion down, say your name and then we go on from there. All right, go ahead now.
QB Stevenson, Institute of Biblical Learning, order of classes, praise and worship song at 7 p.m., prayer, roll call, question and answer, prayer at 7:40 p.m., final grade, 10% class participation, 30% home assignment, 60% quizzes, text, and term paper.
No term paper. Late. My bad.
Late submission of assignments. Number 1, all late assignments will be assessed 5 points per day. Number 2, delivery recommendations may be requested.
Uh-huh.
Number 3, extra credit can be earned by attending morning worship virtually. 05-475-4800, access code 759849, 1 point per. Number four, extra credit can be earned by attending Sunday live service, 5 points per.
Okay, that's the end of that page. Thank you so much. And thank you, Adrian, and thank you, Angie. Okay, next page.
Cynthia Thompson, Institute of Biblical Learning, pledge participation. The grade for this part of the learning process will consist of the following: your questions, answers, comments, and suggestions. Home assignments. All assignments to be turned in must have a cover sheet, a cover page, excuse me, and the format for all cover pages are shown in the following four
facsimiles.
Facsimiles. This includes all homework assignments, quizzes, tests, and team pages. Term papers. There will be no exceptions.
Okay. I need y'all to say end the page so I know. Because I'm not looking at them because I can't see too well. And I had to close down my computer.
Okay. Sorry about that.
I didn't say that. So when you finish, when you end the page, say end the page. Okay. Thank you
okay.
so much.
All right. End the page.
We slow, but we show.
Thank you so much. Next person.
We need a home assignment page.
Okay. We need another, a reader of a page.
Okay. It's AJ.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we're on the page, like, the front cover for the home assignment page.
Okay.
It's in the middle.
All four of them. Okay.
It's the cover page for the home assignment.
Uh-huh.
So we have the home assignment in the middle and spiritual maturity right under it, then your name, and then your date. End of the page.
Okay. You can actually go through all. You can just skip that because that's kind of self-explanatory right there. You see,
it's the same thing for the quizzes.
Uh huh.
And just put the quiz on there.
Uh huh.
And it knows everybody. It's in the middle of the page. If you turn the page, it's the same thing for your test. And for the term paper, let me see. Okay, so this one is the, okay, Institute of Biblical Learning, further instructions for all assignments. The second paper of the assignment and all subsequent pages must also have in the upper right-hand corner of your page the date and the page number. See the following facsimile on the next page.
Yeah.
All answers must be numbered and in a complete sentence unless otherwise instructed. Standard punctuation and spelling will be accepted. Assignment. You don't like the scratches.
Oh, right.
Don't like that. Assignment.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hold on just a second, please. If you make a mistake on a page, just put one line through it and put your initials. You don't use whiteout. Put one line through it and put your initials.
No whiteout. Okay.
You did that,
got it.
And nobody else.
I did that. And White House. My bad.
Okay.
I did it. All right. No White House. Okay. Assignments will be considered late if received after the final due date. Assignments will be, okay, extra credit points may add to your final grade or make up your missed assignments. The date on all pages of assignments must be the date assignments were given. All assignments to be turned in must be stapled in the upper left-hand corner. The term paper is an essay. And an essay is a story, so let it flow as you detail your thesis statement. A thesis statement is the salient point of a topic, paragraph, or sentence. Remember, you can always call the course instructor during his or her office hours for guidance or help with anything. I mean, with any assignment. I'm not bad. End the page.
Okay. All right. So we can
So the next page, is just showing where you put your name, date, and page number up the top.
Okay, great. So we can go to the next page after that. Sister Angie, can you see the next page?
I who didn't read yet. Miss Will, will you read yet?
She's one of these instructors.
I'll read it.
Okay.
Adrian Scott. We'll answer to Scott.
Okay.
So Institute of Biblical Learning, term paper. Each student is required to complete one term paper. It can be selected from the following list. The term paper must be at least one page in length and follow the guidelines as specified in all turn-in assignments concerning cover page, sentence structure, punctuation, spelling, and content. Any student can elect to complete a second term paper for extra credit if they desire. Please follow the formula for such as if you are telling a good story. Your paper should be in three parts: your introduction, the middle, and your summary or conclusion. Use as many scriptures as you can to support what you say. Please do not forget the addresses. Your introduction should repeat the thesis statement of your subject and say what you are going to say in general terms. For instance, if your topic is Moses touched the water with his staff and the water parted, why did God open the Red Sea? The thesis statement is, why did God open the Red Sea? So your introduction should look something like this. God opened the Red Sea because of three reasons. First, he wanted to get his people on the other side. Second, he wanted to save them from the Egyptians. And finally, he wanted to show his power and authority to deliver in a crisis. The middle should say what you said you were going to say specifically and give two or three reasons for what you are saying in detail. End the page. I got one question, though. So my question is, if you do a one-page term paper, do you still have to staple it up in the left-hand corner?
Yes, you have all these papers together.
You don't have a cover sheet.
You're going to always
there
have
you go. Yeah, we got a cover sheet. Okay, so yeah, we still be having to save live on the cover sheet. Okay.
Question, does the paper have to be typed or can it be handwritten?
It can be handwritten.
Either one.
Thank you.
Now, I'd like to share that it should be, if you're going to write it, make sure it's legible.
Yes, sir.
All right. And if you do it in Braille, I won't be able to read it because I don't do Braille. My fingers aren't sensitive enough to do Braille. But That's supposed to be funny. Okay.
Here you go.
All right. Okay, we need to keep going. Yeah, because that says 7:40, but I'm gonna use 5 more minutes. Let's do 5 more minutes.
Okay.
Was that the end of the page?
No, it's not finished yet.
The current paper continues.
Okay.
If someone else wants to read, if not, I'll continue.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, Sister Angie, Institute of Biblical Learning, current paper
I think Adrian was reading that. Did you finish reading that?
Well, I read the first part.
But he didn't finish. He's on the second paragraph.
Sister Angie, Brother Adrian got the floor. I know you're eager.
Okay.
But Brother Adrian, you can finish that, and then we're gonna do something else real quick. Go ahead.
Okay, so term paper continues. Then finally, your summary or conclusion should say what you said, repeating what you shared in your introduction. Remember to only focus on the thesis statement of the topic chosen. For example, in the illustration above the thesis statement was simply, why did God open the Red Sea? So what was the only information you would have needed to repeat in your introduction? You could also reword the thesis statement. Again, in the example above, you could begin your introduction with a sentence like this. God opened the Red Sea for at least 3 different reasons. So choose one or more of the following. Number one, what is the difference between the Old and New Testament? Number two, what was the Ark of the Covenant and what was it used for? Number three, what was William Tyndale and what was his significance to the Bible? Number four, what does Ephesians 4:11-15 mean? Number five, explain the parable of the sower in your own words using either Matthew 13:1-23, Mark 4:1-20, or Luke 8:1-15. Number six, what is meant by the pages of the King James Bible are soaked in blood? Number seven, why did the children of Israel spend 40 years to make a trip that could have been accomplished in 40 days or less? Number eight, why is life an open book test? Number nine, what does the scripture mean in Galatians 9:7? And number 10, what is the difference between knowing about God and knowing God? That end of page.
Okay. Now, I'm going to take, I'm using up some time for your break, but any questions at all? We can stop there. I'm going to let y'all just deal with the other parts of the syllabus. I think we're almost finished anyway.
Yeah, there's only one page left.
Only one page left. Okay. Yes. Somebody do that one page real quick then.
Angie.
Go ahead.
Oh.
Go ahead, Angie.
Institute of Biblical Learning. The last class will be held on Tuesday, November the 29th, 2022. All assignments, quizzes, and term papers must be turned in by this date. Your final grade will be posted within 2 weeks of the last class. For those who have earned the degree in Christian education, it will be present at a special ceremony, the date of which is to be announced. End of the page.
All right. Thank you so much. I just want to share this.
You're welcome.
The fourth Sunday of this month, we will be giving certificates to the persons who completed the first semester. So at the fourth Sunday service of this month at 3 o'clock. And thank you so much. I want y'all to read chapter 3 in the Going Towards Spiritual Maturity for the next class. And there's some discussion questions and some activity questions in the back of that chapter. I want you to look over that and be familiar with them, because it may be in a quiz or a home assignment. All right. Thank you so much for this part, for this class. Father God, we do thank you. We praise your name for, hallelujah, the students that are here today. We thank you, Lord, for what they have heard. We thank you, Lord, that it will just go down into their spirit. Oh, God, we thank you that the syllabus is self-explanatory. However, we thank you, oh, God, for there is a way for them to call us and just ask questions if they have any additional questions. We praise your name. We send a special blessing to them and to their families, and we call it done. We thank you, Lord. We speak it. We praise your name. We glorify your name in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And y'all got about how many minutes left to get ready for Know Your Bible? Oh, my goodness. You got 4 minutes to make sure you got your Bible. And that's going to be Know Your Bible. There's a syllabus we're going to be going through for that class, which will start in 4 minutes. All right. God bless you now.
Hallelujah. Pastor Berry.
You are on. Bluetooth pairing.
Yes.
Bluetooth connected.
I have a question.
Yes.
The first notebook, would it be the red notebook we use first?
You use anyone you want to use. It doesn't matter. You got three notebooks, and one
right.
for each class. You're gonna have three classes.
Okay.
One's gonna be spiritual maturity. The other's gonna be Know Your Bible, and another's gonna be vocabulary development. So it's your choice.
Okay.
User's choice.
Okay. Okay.
We put the
Thank
title
you.
Of them on the
put
front
the title of
them.
The title of the class on that book, so you know what know what to deal with.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And since we didn't have a long break between classes, got about 3 minutes left. If there's any other questions, I apologize. I'm kind of long-winded at times. Most preachers
yes,
say,
Bird, I have a question.
When most
yeah, you have the question.
Elder QB, yeah.
I'm sorry. How do we get our assignments to you?
Good question. There are you either do you bring them, you mail them, or if your email is available, you can email them if it comes out, readable. Because we had a problem with one young lady last class that their email didn't come out too well. And so we couldn't accommodate her. But so there's three ways.
All right.
Bring them, mail them. Oh, it's four ways. Send them by somebody else or or email them.
And to piggyback on her question, you're going to give us your email address?
Yes. That's a good one. It's
good answer.
Each is email address.
Yeah, good answer.
Yes, and Pastor Peach's email address is
williepeach7@gmail.com. That's WILLIEPEACH7, the number 7, @gmail.com.
Good question.
right, good answer. We got it.
Mm-hmm. All right, and I guess y'all heard that alarm bell. Time for a new class. Okay. Father God, we do thank you for this class, Know Your Bible, and we want to know your word, oh God, because your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. So we thank you for the opportunity to know your will. Your word is prophetic. Your word is seed. And so, Lord, we want to know your word so we can plant good seed in our lives. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, Lord, for sharing this opportunity with all those who are part, even me. We thank you, Lord, for opening up the eyes of my understanding and the eyes of everybody's understanding to receive from you. We thank you, Lord, for the revelation, wisdom, and knowledge. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
That we have a roll call, and then we have housekeeping suggestions by Pastor Peaches.
Isn't that Jane?
This is a new class now.
I'm here, Miss Willie. I mean, Pastor Peaches.
And that, I'm Jeanette Harris. Present. Adrian Scott.
Present.
Stevie Stevenson.
In the house.
Cynthia Thompson.
Here.
Okay.
This is, since we're on a number that we are interactive, if you have to have background conversations or dog or cat or doorbell ringing or anything like that in the background, mute your phone while it's going on and then unmute it when you come back to it. And also, for anyone that cannot, that has a phone that you cannot call the number, let me know, then I'll have to patch you in. But you have to let me know. Then
okay.
I'll at 7 o'clock. Then I will call. I will call you and join you in with the with this number with the class.
Noted. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I just like to share that. Let's see. Okay. I won't share that. Okay. This is no. Your Bible, and you need to get that syllabus. And remember this, that this class will be meeting every other week. So if I give you home assignment on this class, it's not due for 2 weeks. So you got extra time because you know that other week, instead of it being Know Your Bible, it's going to be vocabulary development. So when you get a home assignment for vocabulary development, you know that it's going to be 2 weeks before you have that class again. So I just wanted to share that with you. But you can get your syllabus together, get in front of you. It says Know Your Bible. Now, There are certain things we don't have to go over again because it's sort of the same. I'm thinking in the syllabus where it talks about special projects or something, you might want to take a look at that.
Could you repeat that?
Okay, in the syllabus, there's a page that talks about your quizzes, assignments, and then project. You will not have a term paper.
Okay.
But you will have a term project. But let me just share this with you. This is basic. Now, those who took the first semester, they know this. the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old Testament and, of course, the New Testament. But there's a subdivision. There are five subdivisions in the Old Testament and five subdivisions in the New Testament. Is there anybody who knows the five subdivisions in the Old Testament? Okay. Well, let me give it to you. Books of the law, books of history, books of poetry, major prophets, and minor prophets. I'm going to say that again very slowly. Books of the law. And there's another word for books of the law. In fact, the two other words. The Torah, T-O-R-A-H, or the Pentateuch. And somebody's going to have to help me spell that. I think it's P-E-N-T-A-T-E-U-G-K. Give me a speller. Is there a speller in the house? Let me ask Siri. Hey, Siri, how do you spell Pentateuch?
The first one left the student got it in his notes.
Oh, Siri's not acting right. Hey, Siri. Siri.
I'm sorry. I didn't quite catch that. Could you please say that again?
How do you spell Pentateuch?
Pentateuch. P-E-N-T-A-T-E-U-C-H.
C-H. As pronounced Pentateuch. Pentateuch. What that means, it's also, you have another phrase, books of Moses. So the first five.
The Torah.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, I thought someone was saying something.
Oh, I was saying the Torah.
The Torah, T-O-R-A-H. The Pentateuch. P-E-N-T-A-T-E-U-C-H, or the books of Moses.
Okay.
And there are five of those books. By the time this course is over, you're going to know that there are five books of the law. There are 12 books of history. This is the Old Testament. There are five books of poetry or wisdom. There are five major prophets, and there are 12 minor prophets. You will know that at the end of this course because this is going to help you to memorize all the books of the Bible. Wouldn't that be wonderful if you knew all the books of the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
Elder King,
yeah,
wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice?
Stephen, can you spell those words again?
You say you already know them? Is that what you said?
Can you spell the two words again?
Okay. Torah. T-O-R-A-H.
Okay.
Pentateuch. P-E-N-T-A. T-E-U-C-H. P-E-N-T-A. T-E-U-C-H, Pentateuch. Also, it could be called the books of Moses. Okay, that's the books of the law. Okay. And five books of the law, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
Yep.
Then you have. Am I going too fast? Y'all to speak plainly with me, and let me know if I'm going too fast.
Yes, you are. Five books of the law are.
The books of the law are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Don't try to write the words out. do abbreviations. Gen, you know, Exodus, EXO, Genesis, Leviticus, LEV, numbers NUM, and DEUT. Yes.
There we go.
Can I give y'all a little, if you open up your book, the Knowing Your Bible, and separate them, open up the book, Knowing Your Bible, and put little, like, parentheses or lines under where it says Genesis, Exodus, and Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Separate, separate them like that. As he goes through them, he'll tell you the books of the Pentateuch, and then the history and all, like, the minor and the major prophets. Separate them like that and write the words on the side.
What an idea. That's a good one.
And that will help you out. That will really, really help you out. Because, see, this also helps you to memorize them when you know, okay, there are only five books in the books of the law. So, well, I'll learn the five books of the law. And so you get that. And then you get the five books of the law. Okay, then there are 12 books of history. This is the Old Testament, 12 books of history. And then, so what do you do? Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther. There are 12 of them. But it helps you to really memorize them when you do it in little segments, little groups. You don't try to do, I'm going to learn all 66 at one time. Forget it. You know, but you learn little groups. Like books of the law, you got that. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. And then, hallelujah, I just gave you the books of history. Again, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Sam, and you can do 1 Sam, 2 Sam, you know, kind of, you know, abbreviate. 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles. Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, 12 books. And then you got the, okay, you got the next subdivision of books of poetry or wisdom. Some publication you will see books of wisdom, but it's books of poetry or wisdom, the same. And there are five of them. You got Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon.
Okay.
Isn't that amazing how you can learn all those books by just learning a piece at a time?
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask y'all a question?
Yes.
Okay. Elder Stevenson, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
How do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
There it is. Now, you understand what I'm saying about this one bite at a time. You can get all 66. That's how I learned. I figured, you know, I'm not the smartest guy on the fence. So if I can learn it, I know everybody else could do it too. That's one bite at a time. So you got the books of poetry or wisdom. Again, that's Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon. And then you got the major prophets and the minor prophets. The major prophets. What's the difference between the major prophets and the minor prophets? Anybody?
The signs
what's
of the writing.
The sign. That's right. The major prophets were long-winded. The minor prophets were brief. they said it, and they got to stepping. So there are five major prophets, there are five books of the major prophets. Let's see, because they were only written by four people. So I have to really say the five books of the major prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, that's not somebody's name. That's the Lamentations of Jeremiah. But anyway, again, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, and Daniel. Those are the major prophets, the books of the major prophets. You want to really understand the difference between books of the major prophets and the major prophets. Because if I say, what are the major prophets, and you give me Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, and Daniel, you're incorrect. Lamentations is not somebody's name that I know of. You know, because some folk name their children sometimes, you know, they name them funny names sometimes. Sometimes they name them good names. But Lamentations doesn't sound like a good name you want to name a child. So hopefully there wasn't nobody named Lamentations. But no. So there's four writers. The books of the major prophets. The books of the major prophets, there are five of them. But only four guys wrote the books of the major prophets. Totally confused you there? Did I make that? Is that all right?
Well, it raises the question, who wrote Lamentations?
Jeremiah. That's okay. Right. In some publication, you will see the Lamentations of Jeremiah. Some publications, you will actually see that, the Lamentations of Jeremiah. So you got Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, and Daniel, major prophets, long-winded. All right. Then you got minor prophets. So there are five major prophets. There are 12 minor prophets. You got Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah.
Uh-huh.
You got Micah. You got Nahum. You got Habakkuk.
Yeah.
You got Zephaniah. You got Haggai. You got Zechariah. And you got Malachi. There are 12 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the way you eat an elephant is one bite at a time.
Yep.
So you can do this, because if Brother Bird could do it, anybody. I was never on the honor roll when I was in high school. You know, my wife was. I wasn't. I was close. I think one semester I got 79 points something.
Oh.
I should have sneezed that day and went over to the 8. But anyway, that's another story. All right. So that's the Old Testament. Five subdivisions. You got two major divisions of the Bible. Old Testament, New Testament. You got five subdivisions in the Old Testament and five in the New Testament. Any questions about the Old Testament?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Now you got five subdivisions in the New Testament. Isn't that fantastic? They kind of balance there. God is a balanced God, too, by the way. And I guess you know what some of them are. Now, there's some things that they say in the subdivisions. I don't know why they do it, but I'm going to share the subdivisions anyway. Of course, you got the Gospels. There's four of them, of course. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Then you got books of history. But there's only one. I don't know why they put the S on that. Maybe they just forgot. I don't know. But it's in there. There's books of history. There's only one. That's Acts.
Yep.
Then you got the Pauline epistles.
That's 14 of them.
Now, there was not an apostle named Pauline that I know of. Could have been. I don't know. I wasn't back there. Although my children say I'm old as dirt, I still wasn't back there quite that far. There should have been at least one snicker at that. Anyhow, I have to laugh at myself. There are 14 books of the Pauline epistles.
Pauline epistles.
I'm going to go through them in a minute. And then there are seven general epistles. And then there's one books of prophecy. I don't know why they did that. Books of prophecy, but there's only one.
Yep.
I mean, that's singular. I don't know. Okay, so let's go back. The Gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, books of history, Acts, the Pauline epistle, 14 of them. You got Romans, you got 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, and Hebrews. They all see it in the book already. But I'm just trying to show all
of them.
Let's say what?
In the 14 books of what?
Of the Pauline epistles. And that refers to Paul. Paul wrote those. He wrote two-thirds of the New Testament. Paul did. It says, Paul flows under the same anointing that you do, that you flow under. The Holy Ghost, that was his teacher. He didn't sit down at the feet of Jesus and learn like the apostles, other apostles did. The Holy Spirit taught him. That's why the Holy Spirit is teaching y'all.
Uh-huh.
Receive the blessings of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 14 of them. Again, you have them in your Bible. You got your Bible up there, and you see it in the table of contents. So I have to go through there. Then you have, glory to God. Then you have the Pauline epistles, there are 14 of them. Then you have the general epistles. Now, why do they call it general epistles? Anybody know?
Not I.
And
then,
who said that?
I said.
Okay, who is this talking now?
God, I did not know why they call them the general
epistles. Oh, you didn't know why? They call it general epistles because there's more than one author. There's more than one author. In the Pauline epistles, there was only one author, one person. That was Paul. But in the general epistles, there were several guys that did that. There's seven general epistles. You got James. You got 1 Peter, 2 Peter. You got 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. You got, hallelujah. You got Jude. No, wait a minute now. Did I miss somebody? Okay, let's do this again. We got James. We got 1 Peter, 2 Peter. 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. You got Jude. Now I got them all. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4. How many people wrote those seven general epistles?
Three. James, Peter, and John.
James, John, Peter, and Jude. There's four.
Four.
Yeah, four wrote, and that might be a question you might receive. Hallelujah. Now the books of prophecy. Who can name the books of prophecy?
Hold on one second. You said you're talking about Revelation.
Revelation, that's it. I don't know don't ask me. I don't know the answer. Why do you keep putting S on it in the books of history? And there's only one. Books of prophecy, and there's still only one in the New Testament. I don't understand that myself. So I don't know the answer to that. Maybe somebody was tired and just, I don't know. They kept saying books or something, so they just kept writing books. I don't know. Okay. In your on your syllabus, it talks about the special project for, go to that page that talks about your term project.
Term paper.
You shouldn't say term paper. It should say term project.
I got one syllabus. I don't have anything that says term project.
You only have one syllabus? You should have gotten three.
Yeah, I got a term project.
Do you have Know Your Bible? Do you have the syllabus that says Know Your Bible?
No, I do not. I just have the one syllabus for growing towards spiritual maturity.
That's all you had in your packet?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Pastor Peach, did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. See if y'all can get that squared away, okay? Apologize for that. Okay.
No problem.
You will get that. Because you're definitely going to need it for next week when the instructor is going to go over the vocabulary development. Okay. Term project. Deacon AJ, do you have that?
Yes.
Can you read the term project?
Each student is required to complete one term project. You have heard that one picture is worth 1,000 words. So your term project must be a drawing, unique photograph, painting, or an art and craft display that will include one of the following: all of the books of a subdivision of the Old Testament, all of the books of a subdivision of the New Testament, all of the subdivision of the Old Testament, all of the subdivision of the New Testament, your favorite book of the entire Holy Bible, difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament, draw a picture depicting a verse in the Bible and explain why you chose that verse, the difference between the Ark of the Covenant and the Old and the Ark of the Covenant and the New Testament, the benefits of the Holy Communion, picture a scene from the life of the prodigal son, let your creative juices flow, collaborative work among the students is allowed and encouraged.
End the page.
End of page.
Okay. Y'all say, what? Yes.
Right.
Something
what?
Different. Because I didn't want you to do two term papers. But you can make a drawing. Now, I didn't say the drawing or a painting or arts and craft display would have to be perfect. Would have to be something that someone would pay $10,000 for. Although, if they did do that, we'll split it. That was supposed to be funny, too. Anyway. oh, good.
To make
God.
A collage.
To liven this class up. Anyway, the bottom line is that you have 9 weeks to come up with your ideas and to do it.
I like this one.
So think of something that you can do. You can start putting a stroke a week on the canvas until at the end of 9 weeks you have a picture of Jesus Christ on the canvas or whatever, I don't know, whatever. You're taking one of those ideas and expounding upon it. Or you can have draw a picture of somebody in the pig pen, you know, with the pigs, you know, whatever. So I thought that would be kind of unique. What you think?
I like it.
All right.
You're an artist, aren't you?
No.
Yes, this is a very unusual school because
I think we should do this for the other one, too.
I think
we should do this for the other one, too.
All right, now slow down. Okay.
You want to do that for the
term project?
You don't want to do another term
paper.
We're not talking about the other class. This is Know Your Bible. So you're going to have to talk to the teacher of the other class in order to deal with that, but at another time.
Yeah, I got you on your office hours.
Yes, and my office hours are Monday through Fridays now, from 2 to 4. And the number should be there where you can call. And if you have any more questions.
No, we only got one page left.
One page left? Okay, go ahead.
It says the last class will be held, the same thing. The last class will be held on November 29th, 2022. All assignments, quizzes, term projects, term papers will be turned in before or on this date. The final grades will be posted within 2 weeks of the last class. For those who earned a degree in Christian education will be presented at the special ceremony and time and date of which will be announced.
Okay. Now, those that will be getting the degree of those who have gone to the, that had the first class, that were in the first semester, so they need two semesters. So if you want to, you want the degree, you'll get a certificate for this class, completion of this class, successful completion of this semester. But if you want the degree, then you have to go through another semester. So you can have two semesters behind you. But praise the Lord. We're working with you.
Amen.
Knowing so much about the Word of God. And not just knowing about God, but knowing God. And the way you know God is you know his word inside and out. Because you know there's a scripture, Isaiah 43, verse 26. It says, bring me into remembrance that I may be justified, that you may be justified. In other words, hallelujah. Give him his word. Because not only does God pay attention to you giving him his word, but the angels, his angels, pay attention because they heard Almighty God say what you're saying.
Oh, there we go with that again. Say what you said, what you said. Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. So you say what
praise
God says. And you
Lord,
say it.
Yes.
But look, I'm going to share something with y'all real quick, too. I talk about addresses of the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
The way you can remember addresses is you make your address memorable. In other words, you tie something else to the address so that you can remember it better. For instance, there's a scripture in Romans 8:26 that says, we don't know what we should pray for as we are, but the Holy Spirit does and makes intercession for us. That's Romans 8:26. Well, you know how I remember that? Because number one, I wanted to remember it anyway because that's a good scripture to remember. But two, when I was coming up, most of my childhood was spent in an address, 1826 West Lexington Street. So I tie my old address to that scripture. And so if I have a lapse and almost forget this the address, then I remember, oh, my address was just drop the one. Romans 8:26. Tie something else to that scripture, the address that you want to remember. And I'll be honest with you. Y'all say, you know, knowing the scripture, knowing the scripture itself, knowing where it is, somebody else could look for it. You don't want anybody to come up to you and say, where is the scripture? Well, I don't know. It's in the Bible somewhere. Well, you don't know where it is. Why are you telling me about it? It's good to know the scripture because somebody will come up and tell you, well, you know what the Bible says. If you make one step, he'll make two. Ain't in the Bible. You ask, excuse me, I don't mean no harm, but can you give me book, chapter, and verse? And guess what? People died dealing with that. The Geneva Bible was the first Bible that put the vices in the Bible. And then every Bible since then has been dealing with chapter and verses. So you can easily find the word. Because God said, look here, there's going to be some situations that you are going to come across that you need to get to the word quickly. And if you have to thumb through a whole book to find, you may be consumed by whatever's coming against you. But if you know the address, you go right to it and speak, say what God said. And, of course, Deacon AJ, if you say what God said, God will make sure that he do what he said he's going to do.
Amen.
That's a positive thing, our deacon and myself. Amen. And Pastor, it's a long story. But it's important for you to know the scripts. It's not enough just to know it's in the Bible, because a lot of times folks say stuff in the Bible ain't in the Bible. Y'all going to know this. Y'all are going to know that there are 1,189 chapters in the Bible. And that the middle chapter in the Bible is Psalms 118. There are 594 chapters in front of Psalms 118 and 594 chapters behind Psalms 118. You're going to know.
Say that again, please. Can you repeat that?
I said that there are 1,189 chapters in the Bible.
Okay.
The middle chapter in the Bible, the very center of the Bible, is Psalms 118. There are 594 chapters before that scripture, that chapter, and then 594 after that chapter. There are 929 chapters in the Old Testament and 250 in the New Testament. Y'all going to know this. Y'all going to know that there are 31,102 verses in the entire Bible. Isn't that amazing? Y'all going to know this. 31,102 verses in the entire Bible, King James Bible. Y'all, when I don't mention the Bible version, I'm talking about the King James Version of the Bible. When I talk about the New King James, I'm talking about the King James Version of the Bible.
31,102.
And there are 28,145 verses in the Old Testament. And 29,7 in the New Testament. Y'all going to know this. This is an institute of higher learning.
Excuse me, what's the new? It's 28,145 in the old. What's the new?
29,57. Now, if my math is correct, if you add those two together, that should give you 31,102. If my math is wrong, no, keep it to yourself. I mean, tell me. Oh, I've got a couple of laughs there. Okay, that's good.
I didn't get none of that.
You got it in your notes. You got it in your notes from last semester.
Yeah, it's somewhere. I'm just rewriting it.
Oh, you rewriting it? Look.
Yeah, you gotta rewrite it.
Okay, again, this is just for information. You're trying to show off. I want God to show off in my life. And sometimes we can show off knowing him. And that's okay. There are 31,102 verses in the entire King James Version Bible. Wow. Somebody said, "Woo, how do you know that?" I go to school. I go to Bible study.
The Bible school.
That's right. There are 1,189 chapters in the entire Bible. King James Version Bible I'm talking about. The middle chapter is Psalm 118, which is interesting.
Psalm
118. 594
before and 594
after. Come on now.
I
think somebody taking notes.
Yes,
well, this is good stuff. Come on now.
Notes on 31,102 verses.
In the entire Bible. 28,145 in the Old Testament and 29,57
in the New.
That's good stuff. Oh, you don't know the Bible, and you can just start grabbing off stuff. And they're going to say, wow, I need to check this out. Where are you learning all this stuff? We just going through the Word of God. Now, if y'all...
What was that 900 number?
Huh?
929.
929 what? 929 chapters. And 260 in the New.
Okay, I got that.
But, you know.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Yeah, you said Old Testament is 929, and the New Testament is 260 and
1,189 chapters in the entire King James Version.
Yep. Got that, Angie.
All right. And you know what? See, a lot of y'all, we will be talking about this in two weeks. We'll get back on that. What I need y'all to do as far as reading is concerned, I want y'all to read and know the, not word for word, but know the books of the Torah or the books of Moses or the books of the law or the books of the Pentateuch. In other words, know the five books of the law.
That's our homework?
That's not homework. It's just reading. Go through.
Reading.
And know your Bible. You will see little explanations about each book. Read that. Because that's going to bless you. Because it's only a little bit. I think it's 10 words or less. It's going to explain this particular book.
What's the law?
And probably give you the traditional author, because a lot of times folks say this one wrote this and they really didn't.
What's the homework assignment?
No homework assignment, just to read of the law.
Be able to regurgitate
the names of the books of the law and some information about each of them. Yeah, just make sure you got that. So, because if I ask some questions about the books of the law, you will be able to, recall and just, wrap it off to me. Is that okay?
Okay.
Repeat.
Good.
You said the
books of the law. The books of the law. And somebody tell them, what's the books of the law? Or another name for the books of the law?
Oh, okay. Torah.
Torah. What's another name for the books of the law?
Pentateuch.
Yes. What's another name for the books of the law? Books of Moses.
Moses.
Yeah, the books of
Moses.
Five books of Moses.
Moses.
Yeah. Now they say Moses wrote all that except the last part.
Genesis.
Genesis. From Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. But anyway, any questions? We're over time now. Any questions about anything we talked over?
Yes, yes. Dr. Bird, he has a question.
Yes.
Okay, to know your Bible, that's every 2 weeks, the class.
Yes.
But you're going to send the vocabulary over on our phone that we're supposed to study?
Oh, no. The vocabulary, that's a class by itself And that's next week, Tuesday, from 7:50 to 8:30. And your instructor will be Pastor Peachesbury.
Will be what?
Pastor Peachesbury.
That class.
So I have nothing to, I don't say, I'm not going to jump into her class because she's the professor of that class. I'm just doing know your Bible and growing towards spiritual maturity. So vocabulary development is a very important aspect of our teaching experience, our student experience, our learning experience, because you want to talk like you went somewhere. You want to know the words, you know, you want to know some of those words that the Bible uses. And I tell you, when you go across a word in your reading and you don't know what it is, ask your phone, what does the such and such mean? Or you can call, let me give you this number. This is a resource number. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Let me give you this resource. Now, two resources. Okay, one is 410-396. 5430. That's the Maryland State Library Service Reference Department. You can call them when you have a question, any kind of question, spelling, meanings, et cetera. And that they are open Monday through Thursday from 10 to 7. Friday and Saturday from 10 to 5. Now, every now and then their hours change because at one point it was 9 to 7, but it's now 10 to 7. So they may go back to 9, I don't know, but right now it's 10 to 7, 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday. But you can call them for any question. And if they can't answer your question quickly, they will send you to a department because the Maryland Library Service is housed in the Interpret Library. So you can avail yourself of going to Humanities. You can go to Humanities or any of the other departments to answer various questions that you may have. They will answer Bible questions in the Humanities. Humanities, philosophy, religious stuff. They will address any questions that you have in that field. But those are two. That's one resource. That's Maryland Library Service. Again, that number is 410-396-5430. The other resource, and I want you to do this. This is also a home assignment in a way. I want you to go to can you access YouTube? All those that can access YouTube on their phone, say something. Say yes, y'all, whatever. Amen
yes.
or something.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Go
yes.
to the search. When you go in YouTube and put in the history of the English Bible so you can get a taste of what I've listened to. And it will give you a better understanding of the Bible and why we have what we have.
What was that phone number again?
The phone number is 410-396-5430. And again, that's 10 to 7, Monday through Thursday, 10 to 5. Friday and Saturday. Close, of course, on Sunday. And YouTube. Go to YouTube. This is an assignment. Go to YouTube. This is due. I'm going to ask you questions about this 2 weeks from today. Between now and then, go to YouTube and put in the history of the English Bible. And then various options will come up, and you pick one that you think is good. You know, that's your choice, and listen to what they say. And you're going to, well, there's some things that might make you almost want to cry hearing about how things happen to people who dared to put God's word in the nomenclature of the inhabitants of that country, particularly the English, putting it in the English form. The Catholic Church killed people because they were doing that.
Okay. Is this something we just listening to, or we got to write something, you know?
And if you want to take notes, but you just listen to it. Because I think you want to learn something from it. This is something that we're going to talk about.
We're going to talk about it, Angie.
Yes, okay. But do this. You know, it's important that y'all get a flavor of why 80% of the Bibles printed in the world are King James Version Bibles. That's amazing. And that is the most sold book in the history of books being sold, is the King James Version Bible. Billions of copies, not millions, billions of copies. Excuse me. All right, I'm over time. Any more questions before we close?
One question. You said 80% of Bibles what?
80% of the Bibles that are sold in the world are English King James Version Bibles. 80%.
Okay, got you.
The reason is because most of the world, English is either the first language, second language, or third language. You want to do business in the world, you got to know English. God knew that this would happen, and he must needed to have an English Bible. That's why there was so much opposition to the English Bible. You will see somebody's name, William Tyndale. You will see someone, John Wycliffe. You will see someone named John Rogers and Miles Coverdale in your viewing of the YouTube piece on the history of the Bible. Check it out. Any other questions before we dismiss? I have a question. Did y'all enjoy your first class?
Amen, yes.
Yes. Okay. I have a question.
Yes, question.
Yes. For the thing, the history, thing that we had to write, it said it wasn't a homework.
No.
What exactly do you want us to do?
Okay. Initially I said, and I want you to understand this very carefully.
Okay.
The books of the law, know them, be able to say them. I'm not talking about word for word. I'm talking about just know the subdivision, books of the law.
The subdivisions of the books of the law.
What books make up the books of the law? Read that portion of the Know Your Bible book. So that you can be able to answer questions that I might throw at you about who wrote, you know, or the other. Although we know, you kind of know who that, because I think I gave you a hint. But anyway, that's the assignment, the reading assignment. Collaterally,
all right.
For more understanding about why I emphasize the Bible, the Holy Bible, and the King James Version, the history of the English Bible, so you can kind of get a feel about this and why we say that the pages of the King James Version is soaked in blood. And that's
okay. Thank you.
All right. Anybody else?
So the homework assignment, we have to read Know Your Bible?
Yeah, it's a reading assignment. It's not homework.
Reading assignment.
You're passing it in. But, see, this is just a reading assignment. Read about
that. Just a reading assignment.
Yeah, the reading assignment is to read Know Your Bible, the first five, the books of the law.
And then YouTube.
Do YouTube.
Oh, okay.
That's just a listening.
Do YouTube.
Angie, I'll call you.
You can take your time. You can read, do YouTube two or three times between 2 weeks. You got 2 weeks before we get together again. Trying to think of another word. But anyway.
Spiritual maturity, chapter 3, right?
What?
Growing towards spiritual.
That's another class.
Chapter 3.
You have to talk to that professor during his business hour. This is Know Your Bible.
So one of these classes is every other week?
That's right.
Yes.
Know Your Bible is every other week. Vocabulary development is every other week. The only one that's every week, 9 weeks, is spiritual.
Got you.
No. So that's the first part of what we do. And then, like I said, next week, Pastor Peaches will be dealing with vocabulary development. And then will be back to the Bible. And I want to see if you know your Bible. I might ask you how many, I don't know. I just might ask you any old thing. But be prepared.
That's right.
Next time, ask either a quiz or a home assignment that you're going to have to turn in. All right? Yeah. I guess, any other questions?
Okay.
All right. Father God, we do thank you for this day. We thank you for the classes on today. We thank you for the students that we have here today. We thank you, Lord, for blessing them and their families and their ministry and, hallelujah, their walk, their blessing, their body, their spirit, their mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for, hallelujah, making every crooked place straight, every rough place plain, exalting every valley, every mountain and hill, making low, and letting your glory be revealed in their lives in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for allowing them to not just talk the talk, but walk the walk, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise, for it is really yours, oh God, in Jesus' name. And the school said,
amen.
Amen.
Good night.
You all said amen.
Good night, everyone. Good night, John Boy.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Be blessed. Be safe.
God bless. Oh, by the way, you can call the same number at 7 o'clock in the morning and join our morning worship. Because you get one, if you attend morning worship, you get 1 point, extra point, every time you attend morning worship, 7 o'clock every morning. God bless you there.
How long is it?
It's roughly 45 minutes to an hour. Every once in a while, it's a little less. Every once in a while, it's a little over. But however the Lord
from 7 to 8.
You always leave, you know, when you got to go. Like some people have to go to work. So when they get to work, they go in. They leave the call. So we understand that. So you be on there as long as you can. And you do have an opportunity to share a scripture, a words of encouragement or victory, or to take us further in prayer. You do have that opportunity. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Talk to y'all later. By the way, God loves you. We love you too. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.